Welcome back to the back alley where shit gets down, and we have a very exciting guest today.
He
This
should.
is this our second guest? Because Ava would have been the
Technically a
first.
first, but in college.
No, second.
No, but saying in
Oh,
college.
in college.
This man should feel very special because he
Yes.
is the first one on the podcast.
And he's also the first one we ever met. Or at least I ever met. Actually, no, not ever met. I would say met over the summer. I didn't know this kid or man, I guess. And his name is Wilson Lodge. So, why don't you introduce yourself? Hold on, tell us your name, where you're from, and the year. Yeah, how old you are.
I am Wilson Lodge. I'm from the biggest town in Illinois called Campbell Hill with approximately 300 people in it. So I ball like that. And depending on who you ask, my age will change, but birth was in 2004, so you can figure it out. What else would you like to know?
What do you got, Henry?
Yeah, Wilson, since you're a 3-year veteran on campus, take us through your freshman year on campus.
Ooh, freshman year. We're going way back.
Keep it somewhat.
I was also in the wonderful G block, fourth
Oh,
floor,
yeah.
in the trenches with you guys.
Yes.
I don't know.
I,
Four fours.
it's up here, that's for sure. But you know, I came in. I was pretty ready for it. I didn't really have any cares. I came in thinking I'd be a chiropractor, and I am no longer going to be that. So.
Actually, that's interesting. Andrew has a follow-up question for you.
Yeah, the only question we'd ask, what are you wanting to be now?
Diesel mechanic.
Ooh.
I'm actually in business school right now. I am going to be a business administration major, and I got, I don't know, 2 semesters left, three, if I push it.
Oh, dang. So you're going to be graduating early.
I don't know.
Possibly.
Probably not. I might just throw on a minor or two just to keep me here. Don't have to grow up too fast.
Actually, that's probably true. Could be an extra fun year, but take us through your freshman year basketball.
Freshman year for me was interesting. I got here. I was the, as all of us on the team, I was the guy in high school. So like coming here a little thinking like, oh, I'm definitely gonna play,
I think
and I
that's
didn't. Spoiler alert. But yeah, I mean,
a pretty
tore
low
my
key.
calf. I tore my calf about
Oh,
three
yeah, I
weeks
remember you
in.
telling me
I was
that.
out for a few weeks. That kind of put a damper on things. Then I refrained from cussing, but I messed up my knee pretty bad and struggled through that for the rest of the season. And I mean, it was still fun. I was still there. At the time, I was the only freshman traveling, so I felt
A little important.
a little
It's
important,
good.
but at the same time, the other three were hurt, so it didn't really matter that much at the end of the day.
So I heard me and Wilson were roommates during the camp and the summer, and we talked about a lot of things. We also did not get the sleep we probably requested. Wilson, why don't you tell us a little bit of why coming into college was so easy for you because of your high school COVID experience?
Yeah, that's interesting. But COVID came around after my sophomore year, going in my junior year, and my school was so small and we weren't technologically advanced enough to go back full time. So I actually ended up moving to Missouri to get a better education and go into a private school. And in order to make that happen, I ended up getting an apartment about an hour and 15 minutes from my house and living there. And I mean, my mom and dad, they were present. Like, they would come a few times a week, but I was kind of just balling by myself. So
actually, that's, so you definitely were pretty introduced to college. You were pretty mature for coming into college compared to the average kid.
I definitely had to grow up a lot quicker. I mean, kind of doing things by yourself and being away from home and seeing your family on weekends and stuff like that. It definitely made me realize what it's going to be like being gone.
Yeah, that definitely helps coming into college, but just wanted to rewind back to our camp we had attend. So I just wanted to hear a rundown. So I was in a room by myself, and I remember Andrew had a concert to attend that night, and he didn't get back till, I think it was 1 a.m., 1:30, and we were kind of waiting up for him. I just basically, what were your thoughts, Andrew, coming in that's late?
I just thought he was a little dickhead. I mean, keeping me up that late. I mean, what concert's that important? But, I mean, I also was invited to tailgates and tall boys, so I understand. However, I was very tired that night.
Yes, as I can recall, I remember waiting up, and I was almost going to fall asleep, but I had to wait up to let him in. But then Andrew and Wilson made a very strong connection. Wilson has a lot of stories he likes to tell.
I would also like to say Henry made a pretty strong connection with Seth. They kind of act the same. They're both single. Well, I know you are. I don't know about Seth. I can't remember. And me and Wilson are basically the same human, except for he has a beard, and he's 3 years older.
And I'm way cooler.
He thinks.
In every
so,
way possible.
Yes.
I just want to add on to that. You both are locked in for good. Wilson, take us back to your girlfriend story.
Oh, meet my girlfriend.
Yes. Wait, how long have you two been together?
A little over 4 years now.
Yep. Right down the line. They match. They basically could become brothers tonight.
I don't want to do that.
No, nobody does.
Yeah.
But
I don't
take
know how
it,
you do it, Henry. I really don't.
Me neither. Take us through meeting your girlfriend that you're soon I'm going to be the one.
That's what people think.
Ooh. So she lives back home by her?
She does live back home. Her town is about 30 minutes away from mine, okay. So it's not that bad.
No.
It's not. If you... And I'll take you through that story. So pretty much, I live in a very rural town, and during the summer, I throw hay to make money.
Oh.
And at this point in time, COVID shut down my ability to get my driver's license on my birthday.
Oh, I remember that stuff.
That pissed me off, I'm not going to lie. But it came with a slightly happy ending. So, I was throwing hay, and I'll leave out some details for you guys' mom. But I was up very late, and I was not fully coherent when I got home due to certain actions I partaked in. And old hay throwing. And this was about 2 in the morning, and I had to get up at 6 and get to the DMV before it opened because I just knew it was going to be crazy.
Ooh.
And I get there, and I'm not feeling the best, but I'm thugging through it.
Yeah, Ty, that's a little sleep's no fun.
Yeah, it's never fun. Like, I didn't want to be there, I'm not going to lie, but the license, I just wanted it so bad.
Yes, the first time getting your license is the best feeling ever.
So, I know a little bit about this story, but I'm going to let him partake in it. So, you got at the DMV, and at this point, I believe you saw her front. She was, like, 3 people in front of you?
I think she was 2. Like, 2. We were very close to each other, like, in the line.
What were your initial thoughts?
I didn't care. I was not in any state of mind to be checking out women or thinking about my future at that time.
That is.
I just had one goal in my mind. I guess two. Get my license and go to bed.
Yep.
So.
Did you, you told us that when you did get your license, you didn't even drive home.
I did not drive home. My mom asked me to, and I said, hell no.
That's pretty bold of you.
I was tired.
So, how did your... Do you give any credit to your mother?
Well, so... What Andrew's getting at here is... At this old DMV... I was standing in line, not being very social, but my mom, being who she is, she was being very social, and she was just chatting up all the parents in this crowd. And
I can already see this happening.
She's talking to my now girlfriend's mom, and I don't have a care in the world. I'm just ready to leave already. I waited in line for 3 hours to get my license.
Ooh,
so we go through this line, and I can see her. Like, we had masks on, so I didn't really know.
Oh, yeah,
so I didn't know if
that.
I was getting catfished at the time or not. But she seemed attractive, and I noticed her at least once or twice. But what really happened was I got my license, and we were leaving. And on the way home, I was in the passenger seat. My mom goes, hey, you know, that Sophie girl seemed pretty cute. I was just like, Mom, who the fuck is Sophie? And she goes, oh, she was a couple people in front of us in line, and, you know, her mom's name is Ashley. They're from DuPont. And I was like, all right,
Mom. Oh, she's from DuPont?
She is indeed from DuPont. And I was like, whatever, Mom.
We do.
But then I pulled out the old Instagram, did my research, found her.
Yep.
And she had a boyfriend, so I was kind of staying away.
But.
Well.
She
hit me up.
But. Either way, you were doing her a favor.
Yeah. Her boyfriend wasn't very attractive, to say the least.
That's so wrong. But anyways.
Much disrespect towards him.
Yes, that just tells you that sometimes you don't want to be somewhere, but sometimes in the end it can result in a life-changing moment.
I guess my life's changed, that's for sure.
4 years down the road with DMV girl on the way.
As my family likes to call her, DMV Sophie.
I like that name, DMV Sophie. I'm just going to call her DMV.
All right.
I like that. But basically, Wilson is locked in. He knows. By the time you're a junior, I feel like you should know a realm of who you possibly maybe want to marry one day.
You don't want to grow up too fast.
No, that's like, true. There's a time.
You got to get some money and stuff like that before.
That
you
is true.
Make big commitments.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, I'm saying not get married fast, but at least like,
have an idea who you want
yes,
to be with.
Yes.
I completely agree.
Because, Wilson, what's your ideal age to get married at?
My girlfriend would hate me for this, but.
Every girl would.
I feel 25, 26 is realistic for me. Like, I mean, I can get out of college or I can get a job. 30's pushing it because I don't want to be that 50-year-old dad that's going to T-ball games and shit. So
has a 6-year-old at 50.
Yeah, like my kid's a senior in high school and got a bit too active and I have a 4-year-old at home.
Yeah, no, you definitely do not want that. So what is her ideal age?
Probably
she,
right now.
She, like, she definitely
year,
she wants
I
it
guess.
As soon as possible.
Yeah, I would say
I
so.
I feel like typically...
I think she's pretty realistic about it, though. Like, she, in her mind, she wants to, but, like, she knows there's limitations to it.
I feel like most girlfriends, I'd say, want to as early as possible, and the boyfriends are like, no, let's give a little... Let's live a little bit.
Yeah, I want to... some money and buy some stuff off
the grid. Before you have to spend it all on a family.
Speaking of spending money over here, Wilson, let's get a little insight of what you have spent.
Well, what do you want to talk about? I bought a lot of stupid shit in the past.
I know
few
you
years.
Have.
Let me run down this summer.
Tell us about your boat.
Well, Well, I did obtain a boat, and it has been a long, painful process. But it's a 31-foot Sea Ray. It's got twin 454 Magnums in it. It goes pretty fast. And I've been trying to do all the work on my own, but now that I'm back in school, I unfortunately had to give it to a marina to work on.
That's always, I feel like that always happens with boats. I know Wilson has bought some clubs on his own, some golf clubs, the TaylorMade Sim 2 Maxes.
Yes, I did indeed buy a full set of TaylorMade Sim 2s, and
was it worth the purchase?
Probably four times, maybe five.
It's a problem. It's a problem.
I need to get back at it.
I know. Actually, there is an IC discount, $15 for 18 holes in a cart.
Very true.
We do need to maybe do that sometime before
it
gets cold. Can't
hit a ball anymore, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, it'll be pretty fun. What else have you bought? Anything on your truck? I can't remember.
I mean, my truck's fully deleted. I have wheels for it, but unfortunately, I took them off. Going to try to trade or sell for some less aggressive offset. Try not to get my truck completely destroyed.
Makes sense. Let's see. Henry, do we got anything good?
Yes. I just want to ask, what is your most useful purchase you bought, and what is your worst one you bought?
Truthfully, as of now, my MacBook is probably my most used product I bought
recently.
Because, I mean, I had an iPad Pro, and I used it for the past 2 years, and it did an okay job, but I've gotten so much more done now that I have an actual computer to work on, so that's probably my most useful. Oh, man. Most unused? Oh, that's a struggle. I have a lot of stuff at home that I just do not use.
Pick one thing out that is completely useless right now.
Right now?
Yes.
Probably my side-by-side.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, Iggy's probably once a year, and
that's not very much.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'll get it out during the summer. I'll run it a few times just to have fun or run around the farm, but for an actual trail ride or anything, probably once a year.
Actually, that is one thing me and Andrew have never had. We've had four-wheelers, dirt bikes. We never had a side-by-side.
Yeah, I mean, they're fun, and I feel a lot safer on it than I do on a bike.
Yes.
Because, like, I've messed up my hands a few times on bikes, but, I mean, I like my side-by-side. I just don't use it.
It's like, it's similar to a car. It's like racing a car, basically.
Yeah.
But
So, Wilson, he has been a part of Illinois College for 3 years, as we said. I would like to ask him, what has been your worst experience here, and what has been your best experience? School athletics, outside of literally anything. So let's start with your worst experience.
That's a tough question. I mean, I haven't really had any, like, just traumatic, terrible experiences, but, like, I've taken a few classes that really make me question life. Like,
and
we'll
not mention those.
There was one class where I was writing 2 to 3 papers a week, and being an athlete and trying to keep up with that was
very
nearly
tough.
Impossible.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. What has been your best experience? Like, literally anything you could possibly think of.
The team trip to Florida my freshman year for the basketball team was a lot of fun.
Really?
Like, we went down there, and the tournament kind of turned into a cluster.
Yeah.
Fell apart a little bit. One team got snowed in since we didn't went to there during December.
It's not good.
Yeah, it was a New York team, and they got, like, record-breaking snow at this airport, so they didn't get to make it, so they kind of changed up how the tournament was set up. And we ended up playing two teams that had no business being on our court. So
really?
We just brutally destroyed them both. And
so they were more like a D5 program?
No, glorified high school, maybe. They had one team, I'm not going to lie, they cooked Buzz Ritzel. Like, they had one player that I think dropped 30 on us, but I think really? They scored like 50 points. So that kid couldn't do it all.
Yeah.
That just shows. Since we took care of business down there, we had a lot of free time.
That would make sense. We're in
Daytona Beach, which is a big spring break place, but not a very big winter break place. Nobody wants to go down there when it's cold. And so our team pretty much just went and checked out the town by ourselves with practically nobody in the city for two nights straight.
That sounds like a lot of fun. It was. That'd be fun. Florida. I think there's some players on our team that I don't think have even been to Florida. So
it's unfortunate. I went twice this summer.
Yeah, tell us about that. When did you go? Where did you go? And who did you go with?
So I went in late July, like the last week in July with my girlfriend and her family, and we went to Destin.
Water's clear.
Water is clear, but very crowded.
Really?
There's a lot of people in Destin.
I didn't think it was very crowded when we went. That was also a
destination for family vacations anymore. I've been going down there since I was probably like 5, and it has just gotten more and more crowded every year.
Every year. What time did you go again?
It was like July 21st through this 28th or something.
Yeah, that's
like
that's right in.
That's prime vacation
that
time.
That is prime vacation time. What else did you do besides go to the beach? Did you do any fun activities?
I hit up a couple bars. It was fun.
That sounds like a fun time.
I mean, you got to go.
You got to go once at least down there. Yeah, do something.
Stay hydrated down there while you're hot.
What was the second time you went?
We came home and took a 5-day break, and then in early August, we went to the Florida Keys.
Isn't it rocky down there?
It is very rocky. I do not believe there's an actual, like, natural occurring beach in the entire Keys.
That's crazy. What do you even do there? Is it just, like, a bunch of bars and stuff? Like,
there's
more
a lot
like
of bars. We were in Marathon, which is kind of halfway down, and I feel like when people think of the Keys, they think of, like, Key West.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
We did
of.
End up making a trip down there, and it's very, very, like, tourist destination. They're more residential, even, for the Keys.
Oh, really?
We stopped. We took our picture at the southernmost point, which is 90 miles away from Cuba, which is actually closer to a foreign country than it is to actual continental U.S., so that was kind of cool.
That's insane. Could you see it? Like, could you see
you
any
can't
buildings?
See it, but, like, I mean,
that's still kind
but
of far
away. But you just
away.
Know it's right down there. And we even had people, like, telling us, because we went snorkeling to see some coral reefs. Because pretty much how this whole place is made is just dead coral reefs. And, like,
did you see any sharks?
I saw a shark on our ride out there, just a reef shark. But we did not see any while we were actually snorkeling.
How do they even do that? Like, do they say any, like, precautions, like, if sharks come up near you?
They, like, they don't really have any, like, dangerous species. And they told us, like, since it's so occupied all the time, like, we got to this reef, there's already 4 other boats there.
Yeah.
They said they just kind of stay away. But if you do see one, they don't recommend going up and touching.
Yeah, I'd hope not. Like, you get your arm
just
bit
be,
off.
Be slightly smart. Which, me, I could probably like swim faster than it because I'm just better like that. But it's all right.
I don't think you're out swimming that shark, Wilson. But
if Michael Phelps can try to do it, I can too.
That is true. Anything is possible. So, Henry, do you have any questions as well?
I just wanted to add on. I've also been to the Destin area lately, and yes, it's becoming more of a popular. Because I was there spring break, and it was packed.
Yeah, it's always packed.
Destin is a spot. It is.
I
do like it, though.
It is better now than it was 4 years ago. Just for the sole fact that they were doing so much road construction that you couldn't travel. But now they actually have the full highway finished and everything. Mm. So it's a little bit more manageable to get around. But the beach and everything are still just packed
with people. I do like, I feel like I haven't, have you been out of the country before?
Not since I can really remember. Like, we took some, like, destination cruises down to, like, Mexico and Jamaica and stuff like
that. Yeah, I guess that's the only, I've never, like, been out. Yeah, the only time we went on a cruise and we hit up Honduras, Belize, and Mexico, and we went into Belize City, and people say that's a little dangerous, so what we did was a little bit eventful, I guess, but we didn't see anything terrible, so it was interesting to see a different country, though.
Always interesting.
But I would like, really, we should take a trip over to Europe. Europe. Really want to go over there.
I don't know if I want to go to Europe. I think that, like, the buildings and everything, they'd be really cool to see, but I don't know how much I want to go that far. Now, I will say, I will hit up Mexico anytime. I'm not scared of the cartel.
I think the cartel would be more scary than anything overseas.
Nope.
Yes. No way. You gotta be kidding me.
I'm gonna refrain from what I want to say.
The cartel, running the cartel is less scary than going to Europe.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, what part of Europe are we going
to? I don't know. That depends. We could go to, why am I blanking on the country?
There's a lot of countries in Europe.
What's the one with all the wars going on?
Ukraine?
Yes, we go to Ukraine.
Okay. I'll take my chances against the cartel.
Actually, that's probably the best.
Country of Russia.
I want to deep dive into Europe, but I want to hit up Paris and London.
Those would be cool.
Yes. I mean, just to see the...
very historic.
Yes. I guess that's the only reason I would want to.
We'll leave Andrew at home, though, right?
Yeah, Andrew's not coming.
Listen here, buddy. No, are you kidding me? If anything, we leave Henry at home.
No, I just feel like you get taken, then we just, it'd be like that whole movie, you know, after that called Taken, and then I'd have to spend the entire trip.
I would not get taken. If anything, Henry would. Look at him. He would be easy to take. I feel like.
You gonna take that?
No, I wouldn't take that because I feel like when people look at me, they just think I'm too dumb to take, so they drop me right off.
It's not a terrible
thing. That's a good... Sometimes people make fun of you for being dumb, but sometimes they won't take you if you're too dumb.
Have you guys ever, like, wanted somebody to try to take you just to see how, like, you would deal with it?
I've thought about it.
I have, too.
I actually have.
Yeah.
Just to, like, I definitely would stay... I would stay calm. But I, obviously inside you'd be freaking out.
I would just want to see, like, how many people they got to bring to try to get me into a van. Like, because I'm not going down without
fighting. Dude, I know. I'm taking it. Dude, that's why nobody ever comes out after males.
They'd be in danger if they tried to touch me, too.
Yeah, you would actually probably be the last person they would actually go after, a 6'5 college kid. That's definitely not their key targets. But actually, that's interesting. I would definitely put up a fight.
Yeah, you gotta for go sure. Swinging.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
They're gonna like, do some if, crazy yes, stuff to get me down
first. Yes, if I get punched, I get punched. But if I'm hitting back, it equals out.
There was actually one time I was going down to Florida, and I'm pretty sure I saw this little girl, like, being taken.
Are you...
Well, so what happened was we were at this gas station. It was right after I got my license. I was driving me, my mom, and three of my friends down there. And I'm leaving this gas station, and this guy in this, like, Escalade pulls up begging me for money. And I walk up to his window like, what do you want, man? And he's like, I need money for fuel. He's a foreign feller. I don't know what country, but Hispanic for sure.
Okay.
And he was, like, asking me, like, you have any spare money? I was like, listen, dude, all I have is a $10 bill. I'll give it to you, but I want to know if that little girl in the backseat is yours.
Oh.
And he was like, well, $10 won't do it. And I was like, well, you don't really need help if you're not even going to take $10. And realistically, I want to, like, who is that back there? And I was, like, trying to look in. He just slowly rolled up his window and left. but
Did the girl say anything?
No, she seemed calm and like slightly happy, so I didn't really think much into it. And at the time, I was like,
"Well,
I was
but
like
he
16.
Didn't. He didn't.
It was just
he
so
didn't
odd
admit.
To me.
He didn't admit that it was her. That because
well, it
it'd be pretty easy
to
say,
that,
yeah,
like,
she's mine.
I don't know if he was just like having a hard time translating or if like something bad was actually happening. But the thing about it was like I offered him money and he said it wasn't enough. So like, if you're actually in dire help, like you're gonna take anything you can get." And he was even, like, offering me, he's like, if you give me $100, I'll give you this chain. And it was just this big-ass gold chain, like, went always down to, like, his belly button. I was like, all right, buddy.
That doesn't add up to me.
Yeah.
That
I hope that little girl's safe. I don't know.
Well.
I don't know what her name was or his name or anything.
I do hope that girl's safe. You could have been a saver, but
well, I was
what would you have done, like...
Well,
did you call
the
cops?
No, because like I didn't even get a license plate or anything, and like I was 16, like I was
yeah.
young and dumb at the time, and like my mom was still in the store, so she didn't get to see any of it. And, like,
yeah,
me and
it would have been better.
We were kind of talking about it, but at the same time, we were like, "Well, realistically, we don't know, and like there's nothing we can really do now." Like I said, all we had was this
yeah.
black Escalade. Like, I mean, how many of
yeah.
those are we gonna see?
That is true. That's weird. That's actually an interesting case. So we are you have any last questions, Henry?
Yeah, it's actually interesting. I feel like I've never run into a situation where I felt something was happening or endangered in any way. But
it's just hard. Like, you can sit back and think about, like, what would you do and all this and that. But
mm-hmm.
when you're actually in the situation, there's so many things that you just don't know
mm-hmm.
that you kind of pause and freeze a
yeah.
little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is our first guest from Illinois College. We plan to have – I'm hoping we can get, like, actually a good amount of athletes on just to get some perspectives from, like, I don't know, football team, track and field, esports, softball, baseball.
Bring them all in.
Tennis.
Time.
Oh, yeah. We could get...
See how many mics you can get lined up.
We'll just keep asking them questions.
Just set this up in Bruner and just have an open mic.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, we could.
You might get some crazy things.
That's
actually,
not
I'll
a half
this.
Bad idea.
There's some crazy people in Jacksonville
oh,
because my freshman year, I was walking to class, and these two individuals came up to me, and they tried doing that, like, headband thing with, like, extremely racist things wrote on it. And they put me in a YouTube video. I'll try to see if I can find it sometime.
Really?
But literally, they walked up to me, and then those two African-American individuals, and they had some extremely racist stuff wrote on there.
That's
and
crazy.
Were trying to get me to say it and, like, act it out for them. So I don't
what?
Know how much you want an open mic out in this
Yeah,
in
that
this
is
area.
True. That ooh, that is true. Well, thank you, Wilson, for joining us. We actually probably will have you back on after a couple... If I don't know, we'll have you on back this year. Henry, Henry, why don't you end this off?
Yes, I want to end it off on a, you know, it's kind of a chill song. It's a nighttime right now. It was introduced to me by my father, Justin Thomas, on our car ride down to Gulf Shores this summer. I like to call my father, his nickname is Tupelo. I like to refer to him as that. Good night, everyone. Wilson, I hope you had a good time on the podcast.
Thank you, guys.
We will see you back here soon.
just like honey, baby, from the dew. You can't stop us on the road to freedom.